disappointing at the end result. I mean, I think for a good part of the game, I think we played pretty well. But in the latter part of the game, once the second goal went in, you know, we get the kind of stuff and knocked out us a little bit, and Annan took advantage of that, I think, to start to express himself. And there was a lot of tired legs and, you know, just a few bodies, you know, just weren't functioning at the level we'd like them to be at that stage, maybe the last 10 minutes, and as I say, we lost a bit of a freak goal. But you know, listen, it's an advantage, Annan, there's no doubt about it. We just have to recharge and reset and give it our best shot on Friday.
That's the thing on Friday now. We've just got to throw everything at it now. There's no room for error anymore.
No. Listen, it's the last game of the season. No matter what happens, it's the last game of the season. So you have to give it a go. But listen, you can only give it a go if you've got the resources and the personnel to do it. You know, we had that many players missing. You know, we're kind of patching the side a little bit. And when you patch the side at any time, you're asking boys to play in unfamiliar positions and stuff like that. It becomes difficult. But nevertheless, I said, I think for about 70 minutes, I thought we played pretty well. We started the game well. First half, I thought we were excellent. I thought we at least deserved to be level terms at half-time. But as I say, fair play to Annan. As I said, as the game went into the kind of deeper stages, they were definitely stronger and had a little bit more about them. You know, they took advantage of that, so credit to them. But from our point of view, as I say, we'll just have to reassess the players, see where we are come Friday, and then see if we can make a game of it on Friday.
I think it's on Friday. The pressure's now all on them. They've got it all to lose.
Well, I think everybody, and including myself, would rather be in their position. So, and listen, you can say that as a journalist statement. I think as a coach and a manager, you would love a two-goal advantage getting the last game of the season, the playoffs. So, if I was in Peter's shoes, I'd be delighted with that. So, no, I'm not going to say anything about pressure and that stuff, because I think the pressure is the team trying to shut a two-goal advantage around the team that has a two-goal advantage. But nevertheless, you know, listen, you know, we'll give it our best shot. And as I said, the one thing I've never been, I can never, you know, put against the players is a lack of effort, a commitment, a desire for that in abundance. But you know, we made a couple of errors at crucial times, and the quality exploited.
Said Annan's second goal was crucial. Was a foul in the build-up to that?
To be honest with you, I don't really know. I think I was more frustrated the fact I think we could have dealt with the situation a bit better. So I'd have to see it again. I haven't seen it yet. But listen, overall, as I said, there's an unbelievable strike for the boy. He's got two wonder strikes. You know, he is a good player, but you know, he's hit two absolutely perfect strikes. You know, as much as you can stop things leading up to the game, when somebody hits him as clean as that, there's not always a lot you can do.
Thanks, Trent.
Right, cheers, guys. Thank you.